from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Gets here fast, y'all, when you're with the show. It just does. I can't tell you why. It just does. It's because we're having fun. And when you're having fun, time goes rapidly. At least that's what we're told, right? I think that's true. I think we can prove that by virtue of the show. Here's the guesting today. Dan Harrelson covers Tennessee for USA Today, and he'll join us out of the first break here in about 15 minutes. Kevin Hagan, top of hour two, covers Alabama, talks Alabama with us, and is very eloquent doing it. And later, Brad will be with us, Brad Power Sports, handicapping in hour number three. And again, any of your college basketball handicapping questions, because he's in that mode now. If you want to get into football, or the NFL playoffs with him, betting and all that, that's fine. You want to look into the future college football-wise, that's fine too. But the betting right now is the NFL playoffs and obviously college basketball. That's what mode he's in right now. 615-844-5600 if you want to check in. That's the F&M Bank hotline. On Twitter, at Bill is King. Email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com, and Facebook, Bill King, Bill is King, or The Bill King Show. Back to Tennessee. On Thursday, the NCAA had a meeting in Indianapolis, and they ratified a new constitution. That was overwhelmingly agreed upon. Overwhelmingly approved. And speaking of the Tennessee case, which, if you think about it, dates back to Jeremy Pruitt, who got fired for cause. Several assistants did, too. Actually, eventually everybody did, but it involving the NCAA thing, several did at Tennessee. And here's what might be applicable. The NCAA ratified a new constitution Thursday. This is from the Knoxville Sentinel. That could provide a major boost to Tennessee's efforts to avoid a postseason ban in football for alleged NCAA recruiting infractions. Tennessee has not received a notice of allegations from the NCAA yet. Not even yet. So the football program does not know if they're going to get penalties or violations, etc. In this new constitution that goes into effect in August, basically the NCAA is changing their pathway. Remember all the decades and all the years teams would get in trouble. Or individuals at the schools, you know, coaches, what have you, boosters. But everybody gets punished, right? And that was always a big item that would come up on the show. Why do all the innocent people that did nothing get punished too? That was always the rule. Too bad. Don't care whether you like it or not. Everybody gets it. Well, the NCAA's new constitution pushes major college athletics towards a near future where individuals will be held accountable more than teams for infractions and postseason bans that in the future will rarely be implemented. Constitution, the new one, includes amended language to ensure to the greatest extent possible that penalties imposed for infractions do not punish programs or student athletes innocent of the infractions. Tennessee may not really get much at all, if anything, as far as punishment from the NCAA. Now, we've also told you in the past, the NCAA has pretty much quit enforcing much of anything other than they put on tournaments, like the NCAA tournament. But it sounds like, since Jeremy Pruitt's no longer there, Fulmer's no longer there, the assistant coaches who were involved in this are no longer there, the NCAA is not going to do anything to Tennessee as a program. The people there now are innocent. Now, that's what it sounds like. You can judge it however you choose to judge it. But that's what this sounds like. Sounds like nothing's going to happen. Or nothing's going to happen that's significant, at least. No postseason problems. I'm not sure they're going to lose any scholarships at all. Remember, the worst thing that could happen, well, unless you're SMU and you get shut down, or what they did to Penn State, but worst thing that can happen usually is they start taking your scholarships away. And when they limit you there, that's very, very harmful. Those scholarships, y'all, are gold. They're gold nuggets, particularly if you use the scholarships correctly. Not all do, but those are your gold bricks that you put in Fort Knox. Those scholarships. Doesn't sound like, and again, I'm just surmising here, that Tennessee's going to get much of anything regarding the Jeremy Pruitt and company fiasco. Again, they still have not even heard from the NCAA about, now they've heard from the NCAA, but about what we're accusing you of, what specifically we've got here. And I think Tennessee is progressing right now as if little to nothing's going to happen. Just interesting. So, yeah, on Thursday, the NCAA had meetings, and they amended a new constitution with different language, which will go after individuals who are guilty, but will not try and harm programs overall. Apparently going to stop doing that. I don't trust that they're really going to do much of anything. But Dan Harrelson, and that's, look, I scheduled Dan Harrelson yesterday and for today, and really wasn't even thinking about this. I just got to looking into it a little bit, and this is what I dug up. But we'll see how they're doing in the transfer portal. I know they have the kid from Wyoming, a very good receiver from Wyoming coming in. They got an offensive lineman from Florida coming in. We'll see what all is happening there with the Vols with Dan Harrelson. Kevin Hagan is also going to be with us. We'll talk Alabama with him, top of hour two. Brad Powers, hour number three. Georgia Dog down on the beautiful, lovely, scenic Emerald Coast. Bill, schools from Pensacola west are closed on the Emerald Coast, Bill, due to a wintry mix today. Well, join the company. Join the club there. Come up to Wilco. If we see a snowflake, we close. Now, you know why that is. It's liability. It's you have all these buses running on these back streets, whatever city and county you're in, and you slide off and get somebody hurt, good luck to you. That's what this is all about. It's and you know what? I do understand that part. Julia down in Atlanta, Bill Bama loves scholarship penalties. They insured baby Shula's demise and brought Saban. Had Shula had a full complement of players, he might have done better. He might have done better. Remember that one year they had a really good defense, but Shula was not competent to be the Alabama head football coach. Shula had one good thing going for him. He had a really nice last name. That was it. Shula had a really, really good last name. If you're a football dude and your last name is Shula, or your last name is Manning, or, you know, the Browner, Ross Browner just passed away recently, former Notre Dame star. I mean, there's a lot of names, but that Shula's one of the better names you could have. I don't know, if you were coaching and you related to Nick, you know, if you had a Saban would be a good last name right now. You probably, well, I say it would be a good last name, but there's no way you could live up to that name, whoever you are, other than the one guy. Nobody else, if Saban, and Saban's son runs the Mercedes dealership, I think here, in the 615. But if he was coaching, would that kid have a chance? No. Imagine going into coaching and that's your name. And you're the son of. Good luck to you on that one. Josh, who now, he's had to change his Twitter I don't know how many times. Let's say 10 times. I don't think it's 10, but goes by the name Pappy. Says, Bill, guess who still sucks today? That's right, Billy, TTUN, that team up north. If you're new to the show, I'd get out a little notebook, maybe one of those little college pads or something, and write down all the acronyms. It can get confusing on the show. Now, you guys, you're going to need an acronym, a schedule for the show. It does get confusing. I have people hit me up, Bill, what is that? Bill, what is this over here? Bill, it happens to me all the time. And I happily answer. 1 week from today. Is it one? No, 2 weeks. Sorry. 2 weeks from today, we'll be doing a five-hour show. Commitments from Bar Lines at the Omni. You are all invited. If you need a room, check that link at the Omni that I posted on Twitter. I'll put it up again. Or email me if you don't have it, or if you're not on social media, and I'll send it right back to you. That'll get you the special rate at the Omni. If you're planning on staying there, some people will drive and drive up and drive back. But a lot of people come in from distance, and they need to get a room. So I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you folks. The night before, we'll have a big get-together up in the Bill King Suite. Feed your breakfast the next morning. It's all good, man. Yeah, it's a good trip. A good fun time. That's 2 weeks from today. Dan Harrelson when we come back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They were putting out a car fire a few minutes ago on 24 westbound, just past Briley. You'll see that as you head up towards the Jolton area. Of course, the heaviest flow is coming eastbound right now. It's still moving, however. Coming out of Clarksville, Montgomery County on 24. Traffic's off to a good start also up through Franklin, Brentwood on 65 going northbound. PensacolaBeach.com's got everything you need to plan out your next getaway. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing. LockSmithRoofing.com.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from the Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball game.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Dan Harrelson, USA Today, covers Tennessee. I do want to get into the NCAA news. But, Dan, give everybody the highlights, maybe last few weeks, of additions for Tennessee, perhaps through the portal or any type of recruiting highlight.
Yeah, I think it's still ongoing, too. Of course, Isaiah Nayor, the wide receiver transfer from Wyoming, committed to Tennessee, I believe, on the 8th of January. And, of course, he made some news yesterday. He's going to Texas instead of Tennessee. I think that's a huge loss for Tennessee. I thought he would be a guy that could come in and really take over that Z wide receiver position that he did at Wyoming. And you can move Cedric Tillman as a sole piece at the X spot. But I think that's just a huge loss. And who knows, maybe the name, image, and likeness was the deal breaker there for him to eventually choose Texas over Tennessee. For the portal's sake, you look at a guy like Anderson Kobe, a wide receiver, didn't play too much, but he's a guy that made a move into the transfer portal right now for Tennessee. Trinity Bell is another one at tight end, and Kamen Marley at the wide receiver spot as well. He has entered the transfer portal. I believe he went in on the 14th. Dee Beckwith, another one at the running back spot. But if you look at Charlie Browder, he's a tight end that came from UCF. He initially came to UCF to play for Josh Heupel. So I think looking at guys like Trinity Bell hitting the portal, I think that's due to some of Heupel's quote-unquote guys coming in and really – trying to relish into this offense here. And then, of course, Navy Shuler, the quarterback, son of Heath Shuler, legacy-type player coming from App State. Who knows what his role could be? I have him pegged in at number 4 right now at the quarterback spot. And it's a huge spring. You look at guys like Joe Milton. What's he eventually going to do for Tennessee? I think they need to hammer out that number 2 spot this spring, and you have guys like Taven Jackson, who signed during the early signing period in December, who is a very talented quarterback coming from Indianapolis, won a few state championships, similar type offense. I think he's a guy that eventually, maybe at the end of the 15 spring practices, he could catapult into that number two spot. And then, of course, Gaston Moore, the UCF quarterback that transferred in, got a little bit of playing time late this year, still a walk-on, so we'll see what he can do. But I think it's a huge spring, especially trying to figure out the whole wide receiver rotation. Guys like Jalen Hyatt, they need to kind of step up and submit their role, especially with guys like Squirrel White coming in, who can really compete at that slot position. But it's just a huge spring just to get those positions ready to go for fall camp and also summer.
Is there a glaring weakness that stands out on this roster right now?
I guess maybe I think the tight end spot is okay. You look at guys like Jacob Warren, he's coming back, Princeton Fant's coming back, but beyond that, they got to find some depth there. Miles Campbell, he's a guy that could really make some noise, but I think there's a lot of question marks around him. I think Julia Nixon's another one, a lot of talent there, but you know, not a lot of experience. I mentioned Charlie Browder. Maybe that's why they brought him in. And you lose Trinity Bell. So I think you have two solid guys in Princeton Fant and Jacob Warren, two guys that can flex out, two guys that can play at the line of scrimmage. But beyond that, I think they really have to address that position and really develop these guys, especially in this offensive scheme in spring.
Tyler Barron was in the transfer portal, pulled back out. Now, he's a local kid, got a lot of playing time. Was there some kind of disagreement originally there, or what was that all about?
There could have. I do think name, image, and likeness may have been a key there, because as soon as he pulled out of the portal, I guess within 24 hours, the name, image, and likeness, I think, was Spire Sports. That kind of broke the news there, especially after somebody like him left the portal and decided to stay at Tennessee. So I think it could have been more maybe leverage, negotiating, however you want to word it, with name, image, and likeness with a guy like Tyler Barron. But it's huge to have somebody like him back. He's only going to continue to get better. He's got a huge motor on him. And a guy like Rodney Garner has just done a heck of a job with him as he continues to develop. To develop.
Dan Harrison, USA Today covers Tennessee. NCAA, Dan, had a meeting on Thursday where they are changing their constitution. It was overwhelmingly approved. Apparently it kicks in August. But basically, it's not going to punish teams anymore that are innocent. The bad guys, they'll go after. But the teams, such as postseason bans, things of that nature, apparently they're not going to be doing any of that. And Tennessee may get out of this relatively unscathed. What are you hearing?
Well, I think it's a good idea to not punish teams, so to speak, as far as postseason bans or whatnot. For Tennessee's sake, I just don't with the element. And I understand Jeremy Pruitt and the former staff were let go right before the name, image, and likeness took effect July 1st last year. But I talked to Brian Maurer, former Tennessee quarterback, who I believe is at Stephen F. Austin now, right after the NIL took effect, and he was on my podcast. And he mentioned that they were under the impression that everything was supposed to go down for the name, image, and likeness January 1st. Of course, that got delayed to July 1st. So I just don't see, especially in Tennessee's sake, how if they're under the impression of a January 1st live date for NIL, how can you punish the school with further sanctions? I mean, they've already had a lot of guys that were involved that were committed and brought in from the former staff that have already been let go, that they didn't retain any coaches. So I just don't see how you can continue to punish the university, and especially a guy like Philip Fulmer. I mean, he's still around the sidelines, courtside at certain university events. It happened supposedly under his watch. So I just don't see how you can have people like that still around the program and still punish the program, especially when it came under his watch and they were UF student athletes at that time thinking that everything was supposed to go live January 1st instead of July 1st. So I think it's more of you start from the top administration at UT at that time downward, and those people are gone. So I just don't see why you would punish the school going forward.
And Tennessee has not even heard from the NCAA yet about what they're accusing them of. I know they've met with them, obviously, because of the investigation, but they haven't heard anything formally, and this thing's been going on, what, at least a year and a half?
Yeah, I guess a few months before January 18th of last year, obviously, when Pruitt was let go. So, yeah, a couple months, I guess November, around that Thanksgiving timeline. So, yeah, it has been a while, but, you know, I go back to when I spoke to Joe Novak last, who's on the infractions committee, and he mentioned they were backed up due to the pandemic. So I'm assuming that's still the case now. And who knows when they actually could get to Tennessee. I know a couple of schools in the last couple of months finally heard back from the NCAA, and it's been just as long, if not longer. So we'll see when the NCAA actually gets to the University of Tennessee on this.
Dan Harrelson, USA Today, joins us, talking about the Vols, the update. Yeah, losing the receiver from Wyoming was a pretty big blow. Now, they're pretty well off at receiver, but he would have been an additional piece that apparently was a home run hitter.
Right, and I think it's a huge loss just because you look at a guy like Ramel Keaton. You look at the depth chart for the wide receivers currently for Tennessee going into spring. Who knows, that maybe they could hit the portal or bring somebody in on the traditional signing day coming up in February on that first Wednesday. But somebody like Ramel Keaton, he's really got to step up, and he's a guy that's got some talent, and he's a guy that can really step into that X wide receiver spot. But, you know, is there a confidence level with somebody like that who hasn't been able to take it to that next level just yet? Cedric Tillman was kind of like that going into this past year, and he really took advantage of it. But that Tennessee definitely needs guys like Ramel Keaton, Jimmy Callaway to really step up. Jalen Hyatt in the slot. He's about to be an upperclassman, third year in the program. So, you know, Jimmy Holiday. And you have all these younger receivers, too, the Chaz Nimrod guy, Squirrel White, Cameron Miller from Memphis area in West Tennessee. Can those guys come in and be a factor as a freshman? So there's a lot of bodies at that position at wide receiver. You just got to continue to develop these guys in the spring. That's why I think it's going to be a huge spring this spring under Josh Heupel, year number two. It kind of resembles after that 15 season, you have a lot of momentum into 2016. You already know who your quarterback at that time was, Josh Dobbs. You have a lot of other pieces to work with, but you just got to continue to put it together. So it's a lot like going into that 16 season for Tennessee. That's why it's just a huge spring right now for Josh Heupel. I believe they get into the offseason workout program on the 24th.
I think you've told me this, but I forget. What is Coach Probst doing these days?
He's out of football. I talked to him a couple months ago. He actually, you probably know this, and your listeners probably know this, he got COVID, so he's in the hospital for quite some time. He luckily got okay with that. He's back on his feet, but he's just out of coaching. I believe at Colquitt County, where he went right before that 1 year at Valdosta, they hired one of his assistants in the last couple of weeks, Sean Calhoun. I think Sean was one of his offensive coordinators at one point. He spent 1 year at Vestavia High School last year in Birmingham and departed there to take over the head coaching spot at Colquitt, where Rush was at. But it's kind of big news that a coach like that from his coaching tree left after 1 year at a place like Vestavia, because they had a longtime head coach there for, I guess, 40-plus years. So they're not really used to transition like that. But one of his guys actually got that head coaching position. And, of course, Valdosta, his last stop for he was relieved of his duties, Shelton Felton got that position. So you got two rival schools with two of his guys. It's kind of interesting down in South Georgia in that rivalry.
Dan, always good to have you here, sir. Appreciate the update.
Okay, thank you.
Dan Harrelson, USA Today. Now, I see a lot of these replies, and I get it. I mean, I understand, because this transition the NCAA is making, if you happen to be on the edge of that thing and you were in some trouble like Tennessee, you may skirt out of this just by virtue of the change. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I have no hard feelings for Tennessee, but they're getting off for paying players. Another sign that this sport has gone to shite. Coach Marshall, hell, Bill, you cheat, you cheat. Hire cheaters, you get caught. You should get punished. Case closed, Bill. I'm thinking, guys, they're scooting out of this thing. I don't know that much is going to come of it. I get where you're coming. I mean, those are legitimate responses, realistic, I think, pragmatic responses there. But I don't sense much is going to happen. Now, again, let me just lay it out for you. All the cheaters are gone. The rules have changed. Now it's fine to be paying people. They lost, heck, upwards of 30 to the transfer portal a year ago. Depleted roster. Fulmer's gone too. This happened, as Dan was talking, this happened on his watch. Not that Phillip was taking the metaphorical McDonald's bags around. Which, to this day, I haven't seen or heard anybody that has corroborated that. Now, again, they obviously got in trouble for paying players, but the McDonald's story might be akin to the Mickey Mouse watch story up in Lexington, which to this day I want to be true. Coach Marshall, Bill Holt, Coach Rush Probst, though, is doing well. Yeah, he's not in coaching. I didn't know if he'd landed at some school. I knew he wasn't a head coach somewhere. I didn't know that he got sick. I didn't know that. John down in Alabama, Bill, with NIL and, of course, the transfer portal. How the hell can any school even get in trouble from now on? Good question. What do you have to do now to get in trouble and actually be punished for it? Under the current setup, with the new constitution, apparently just get rid of the bad guys and you're good. Like, let the bad guys do their thing and then fire them. And then say, well, all the innocent people are still here. Let's play. Apparently that's the new rule. I'm not kidding. That's the new future. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. There was a car up against the wall in a terrible spot. Briley Parkway eastbound, right at Brick Church Pike. Finishing up that car fire up there on 24 westbound, just past Briley, like you're headed towards the Jolton area, going westbound. Coming eastbound, of course, is the heaviest traffic flows. We watch that traffic leave Clarksville right now. Montgomery County headed towards Nashville. Some radar out here this morning. Give yourself extra time. PensacolaBeach.com's got everything you need to book your next getaway. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we've got the details from the Chili Bowl Nationals from this past weekend, testing from Daytona last week, as well as stuff going on at the LA Coliseum. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. We'd appreciate it. Every single weekday right here.
Biscuits, kitchen notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel does, and Bill King loves them all.
Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. We'll talk Alabama with him. Brad Powers in the third hour. BradPowersSports.com. Pappy checking in. That would be Josh. Quit, take that Pappy. Josh, take that off there. You're Josh. Can't have you walking around like Pappy. Georgia dog. Bill, if the NCAA had 50,000 investigators, a ton of schools would probably be in trouble. Leave Tennessee alone and move on. The NIL is here. Well, that's what I think is going to happen. That's what it looks like is going to happen. Steve checking in here this morning. Bill, what happened at Baylor a few years ago is similar. They didn't get in trouble, just got rid of some guys. And what they did in comparison to people getting paid was bad. Yeah. I think the days of schools getting crushed by postseason bans, which they don't do that. Remember, they stopped the TV thing many years ago. They used to even prohibit you from being on TV. They stopped that a long time ago. But I think schools getting punished along with the bad guys is probably a thing of the past. That's just where we are. Like it or not, I think that's where we're going. Jim in Jupiter. Bill, how about the NCAA give Bobby Bowden his wins back? He lost because some players cheated on an unaccredited music appreciation class. I'd be for that. Just saying. Julia down in Atlanta. You always say, I'm trying to read this. Just let the story live. You ignore the greatest Rich Rod story. Rich Rod accepts Bama job. Malmore turns on Feinbaum and callers are trashing Rita, his wife. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm following you here, Julie. I mean, I kind of know what you're saying there, but what saved the day is Ken Kendrick, big West Virginia guy who was one of the owners of the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think he is the primary owner. Wrote a big check. Rich Rod was in a snit there with the AD and some other suits. And it was not getting better. And that check shut everybody up briefly. He stayed, but the snit never went away. The money got everybody to be quiet for a little bit, but the snit never got fixed. And thus Rich Rod in the night later. Not that year, but was heading towards Ann Arbor. That snit was never going to be mended. Josh says, Bill, I fixed it. I got my name on. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Josh might hold the world record for how many times he's been kicked off Twitter. He may have the record. Josh, Bill, the Iron Bowl is not on the same level as the game. The hate between us and the folks up north is real. We do not like each other. Auburn and Alabama can't say the same. Oh, they don't. Auburn and Alabama, they're obsessed with each other. They are absolutely every day, every minute of the year. Sam Dog, Bill, my dogs have finally recovered from the Jan Kemp fiasco. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. How many of you can go back to that name? Paul, in, I believe he's down in Louisiana. Is that where you, I think so. Bill, LSU, Will Wade. And LSU football been waiting on the NCAA since 2017. Will Wade wiretap. And OBJ handing out money at the 2019 Natty. That's a very good point. I haven't been thinking about other schools much just because of the Tennessee story this morning. But, I mean, there's the audio, clear audio of Will Wade. Talking about the strong $8 offer. There's video of OBJ at the game. They're not doing anything about it. That's a very good point. How many times prior, there's no way Will Wade in a different time frame, let's say 5 years ago and prior, would have survived that. No way. Folks, Bruce Pearl, who might be the best basketball coach in the college game, I said might, had too many weenies on the grill on a Saturday and got fired under pressure by Tennessee. Now, he lied about it, but so what? What did he do? Had a point guard at his house, and he had too many weenies on the grill. He got fired. Will Wade's on a wiretap telling you, and he ain't going anywhere. So if you want to think the NCAA is going to all of a sudden start getting tough again, guys, those days are over. Just check the body language out. Those days are gone, y'all. That might be unfair because a lot of people got destroyed through the years, but that's not going down anymore the way I understand it. We'll be back. Omni. We'll be right back.
morning there was a car up against the wall in a terrible spot, Briley Parkway eastbound, right at Brick Church Pike. Finishing up that car fire up there on 24 westbound, just past Briley, like you're headed towards the Jolton area, going westbound. Coming eastbound, of course, is the heaviest traffic flows. We watch that traffic leave Clarksville right now. Montgomery County headed towards Nashville. Some radar out here this morning. Give yourself extra time. PensacolaBeach.com's got everything you need to book your next getaway. Log on today, PensacolaBeach.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSIN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit vsin.com/freemonth to sign up now.
The NFL playoffs down to 8 teams as the divisional round kicks off tomorrow. The Bengals a 3.5-point underdog at the Titans, and the Packers a 5.5-point favorite at home against the 49ers. On Sunday, the Rams plus 2.5 at the Bucks, and the Bills getting 1.5 at the Chiefs. Two titles on the line Saturday night in Anaheim at UFC 270. The heavyweight title bout between Cyril Gane, the minus 155 favorite, Francis Ngannou, the current champ, a plus 130 underdog. For the flyweight title, defending champion Brandon Moreno minus 175 and Davison Figueroa plus 150. Super Bowl national anthem prop bet, the first player to be shown during the anthem, minus 140 on Tom Brady, plus 100 on Patrick Mahomes. For vsin.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For today, sunny, high near 33. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 17. Tomorrow, sunny, high near 39. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 23. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Josh was talking about the Ohio State-Michigan disdain. And that's a nice word. I didn't use the H word, even though it probably applies, right? And he said no other rivalry can mess with that. Alabama-Auburn can. Allen in Tampa, who's from Birmingham, and his mom lives down in the Mobile area, said, Bill, my mom wouldn't vote for Tubbs, Tommy Tuberville, because he coached at Auburn. That gives you the level of disdain. She's an Alabama fan, obviously, between Alabama and Auburn. Just an example. John down in Alabama. Bill, Josh needs to come to Alabama on Iron Bowl Day. There is no one game that matches up with it. Josh, it's got everybody rolling this morning. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, I don't know what it is, but that opening weekend in Columbus doesn't scare me as much as I thought. I mean, Oregon found a way last season. Plus, if C.J. Stroud can have success as a young quarterback, why can't Tyler Buckner have the same success at Alabama at Notre Dame? You guys got me all my teams are messed up this morning. I can't even figure it out. I got Tyler Buckner right now in Alabama. Anyways, sorry. Best I can tell, Alabama's got a quarterback they like. They're okay. They're fine. I tell you what worries me about that game, if I'm angling from a Notre Dame perspective. It's the opener. You got a bunch of new coaches at Notre Dame. You offensively, and I think your offensive line is going to be in good shape, and you have Harry Hiestand. He's not new, but he's new this time. But the difference between Stroud and Buckner initially would be Stroud has a ton of weapons to throw to, and Notre Dame doesn't. The receiving core, even with the two that are leaving Ohio State, Olave and Wilson, they're loaded at wide receiver. Notre Dame is struggling at wide receiver. Got a bunch of guys that announced to coming back who have done little to nothing at Notre Dame. Okay? No offense, but what has Braden Lindsay ever done other than we hear how fast he runs? I mean, he's had some moments, but I'm talking about, excuse me, consistently. Now, I think Lorenzo Styles is a good-looking young prospect who really came on. I like him. I think Deion Cozy has a chance to be a good player. He'll play, hopefully, a lot more this next year. Michael Mayer is, I think, as good a tight end as there is in college football. I wouldn't trade him for anybody. Obviously, I like Brock Bowers down at Georgia a lot, too. And he's just coming up on his sophomore year. Mayer's got a year on him. So, I mean, I can point out some good things, too. Buckner is awfully raw. I think he's going to be a really good quarterback. I'm not trying to take the angle otherwise, but I don't know that we're going to see it in Columbus that first weekend. So, yeah, you know, I mean, your hunch might be the right hunch. My hunch is a little bit more doomsday as far as that game is concerned. Buckner, think about it, really only played 1 year of significant high school football. 1 year he was hurt. Another year got shut down his last year. Nobody played California. No high school. He played, got some good reps this last year and had his moments when he was really good and had freshman moments, which, again, you need to have those moments. You need, as a quarterback or a player at any position, but at quarterback, you need game reps. You can practice all you want, take practice reps with the first team all you want. That's fine, okay? Nothing duplicates a game. A scrimmage is fine. It ain't a game. It's not the same thing. And you need to fail to learn, meaning fail. Therefore, you can learn from that failure. And he had moments where he'd throw a couple of picks. I mean, just freshman things. And the whole point about that is to fail forward, right? Nothing wrong with failing as long as you learn from it, right? Fail forward. So I just think that game, Shannon, first game on the schedule in CBUS. Here's the other worry. Notre Dame's secondary is a concern. Now, they did get Brandon Joseph, and that's a good transfer. He'll be at the safety position. That's a very good addition. That's a very good upgrade. And, again, I'm not even including Kyle Hamilton. He's gone, and he missed about half the season. Obviously, that's a superstar. He's gone, though. Cornerback position, the other safety position, is a concern. I'd say one of the corner positions is a concern. Cam Hart at the other one's pretty good. Yeah, he's pretty good. Against incredible Buckeye receivers and an incredible young running back. That concerns me. It just does. Shannon's a sharp guy now. I mean, he may see this thing better than me. But I just, the timing of that thing, boy. And Ohio State does have better overall personnel. Notre Dame's got top 10 personnel. Ohio State's got top 4 personnel. Anyways, hour 2's coming up. Kevin Hagin will be with us. We'll get an update on Alabama. Omni National Hotel. Commitments 2 weeks from right now. We'll be at Bar Lines doing the show.